morning, on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918, the armistice came into force, ending the First World War. The battlefields fell silent. There was a cessation of hostilities on land, in the air and on the seas. On the home front, life began to return to normality. Everyone hoped it would be the war to end all wars. Where blood had been spilled, poppies bloomed. As the Bible says, swords were beaten into ploughs and guns were hung up on the walls. Although the war was won, unfortunately, the peace was lost. The peace settlement of 1919 sowed the seeds of renewed conflict only 21 years later. In 1939, the world was once again plunged into war. The Second World War lasted for 6 years until VE Day and VJ Day in 1945. There have been many wars before these and since then. We think of Korea, Kenya, Cyprus, Aden, Vietnam, the Falklands, Northern Ireland, the two Gulf Wars, and currently war in Iraq and in Afghanistan. Today, war rages all round the world. So this month, let us remember. Remember what? Remember the tragedy and the cost of war. Remember the mistakes and sins of the past, so that we might not repeat them. It was George Santayana who said, "Those who do not learn from the past are condemned to relive it." Let us remember the triumph and heroism of the human spirit in adversity. Let us remember the blessings like peace, justice, and freedom which we enjoy today because of the sacrifices of others. Remember the enabling power of God, who is able to bring us through all difficulties and who helps us to resurrect after all our many deaths. And let us remember that there are times when we are called to stand up and to be counted. Lord God, grant us your wisdom to know when to fight the good fight, and when to turn the other cheek, and when to be wise as serpents but innocent as doves. Help us to know when to confront, when to back off, and when to work out a compromise. And then grant us moral courage to do the right thing once we discern what you want.